Now this morning we're remembering Nora O'Relihan, of course, who presented programmes here on Radio Kerry for many years, including Hospice Request, and was an actress of some renown and a part of the original production of Sive in 1959. In a moment we're going to hear from the Stole actor Bat O'Keefe, but first we're going to hear a little bit of an interview that Nora did with Kaya Flynn and Travels to a Kingdom last year.
And did you ever expect Writers' Week to continue for so long as it is?
Well, I suppose I could never believe that people wouldn't want something. You have to have great faith in your madness, your own queerness. So, but I put it to... Well, I remember meeting this guy on the street, actually outside the hotel in the Stole Arms, and I was saying it wouldn't have been nice if we had some more books around. All the races were on, the Stole races, and there were books. But I said, oh, they're all behind windows, and why can't we have books, more books in there? And I think... And he kind of adopted that idea, even though he let me there, kind of, you know, he didn't really follow through.
And what was your relationship with John B like?
John B?
Yeah.
Oh, John B and myself became very good friends, yeah. How I met him was, I was asked to take the hospital in the Stole. Not very big one, and it was there, and they wanted someone to stand in for the nurse that was there, so I did it anyway. And there was something brought in. There were funny things brought in from time to time about women working and not working and this kind of stuff, you know. And so I had got my training in London. My parents thought that if I got trained by nuns, you know, that I'd be the same. They didn't want it.
That's a little bit of the late Nora O'Relihan speaking with Kaya Flynn on Travels Through a Kingdom. With me in the line to talk about her life and her legacy is Bat O'Keefe, the Stole actor. Bat, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning, and our condolences with you as a friend of Nora's.
Yeah. Morning, Johnny. How are you doing? Johnny, Nora was a legend, really. I first met Nora, well, I first saw her in 1959. I was at the first production of Sive in the Las Vegas in the Stole, and she was so convincing as Meanie Davin when she was terrorising poor old Sive, and she said, "We're going to school no more," finished with it. That some woman in the audience stood up and said, "Let her alone, you bitch." You know, she was that convincing. She was a great actress. We went to the All-Ireland final, and John B. Keane, we often met her, played the Crucible as well, no, played a part in that. She produced for the Stole Players and directed for a number of years, and she was an absolutely fantastic actress and producer. Now, she was instrumental in setting up Writers Week, there was a bit about it there, but the main thing is that St. John's Arts and Theatre in the Stole at the moment, it wouldn't be there at all, Jerry, only for Nora.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't be there. It was falling down, and they were afraid that there was some builder was going to come in, and, you know, anything could have happened at that stage. And it is now one of the nicest little theatres in the country. And Nora was instrumental in doing that. And she played a huge, huge, huge role in that. And, like, you know, in the arts, in the story, she was at the forefront of everything that was done, like, and, you know, we have to give her credit for what she did, like. She played an amazing part in everything that was culturally and artistic in the Stole, and she'd be missed, like, but it's very fitting, I suppose, really, that we're having a bit of a wake in St. John's at 11 o'clock.
This morning, no, at 11 o'clock,
yeah. So, like, I took part in a number of plays with her, like, but she was a tough director, no, in all fairness. She wouldn't suffer fools, like, if we didn't know your lines, you were out the
You'd
door.
You'd be in trouble. You'd be in trouble. You would. No. She was a powerhouse, like, really, Bat.
She was a powerhouse, really, and, you know, like, it was, I know she presented Radio Kerry Hospital Request, you know, like, and
she did.
She was very well known there, like, from that program, right, you know. But in part of the story, like herself and John B. and Brian McMahon that time, like, they were instrumental in setting up Writers Week, like, and like she didn't get the credit, I suppose, really, in later years for the part she played in that, because just, you know, I know the way things go with
it's one of those things. The legacy she's left, the like Sive itself, she said herself, a couple of years ago being interviewed, said, look, we'd no idea while rehearsing, of course, how successful the play would prove, but the applause was thunderous on the opening night. She said Sive became an industry almost, and that flowed into it, established John B. Keane, and it also encouraged, I suppose, the love of dramatics and the arts in Listowel, which is still strong today.
It did it, because to see, like, people that never before went to a play, they heard about this thing, and they were stunned by the actual. So it won the All-Ireland final that year, the Listowel Drama Group. And I think Margaret Dillon, who played Sive, is the only surviving member. No, Nora
was the last surviving member. Yeah.
And, like, she's the last to go and all it. I mean, I think Margaret Dillon is the last. She's about the same age as myself. I was doing the leaving cert that time, from my father took me in to see the play. Like, and she's, I was absolutely fascinated by the whole thing. Like, I couldn't believe it was such a great production. Like, and John B. himself, when he came out on stage that night, and he got a round of applause. Like, and he was very modest about the whole thing. Like, but sure, it set him up. Like, and it was such a role after that. Like, that flowed, his players flowed. Like, then after that, and so, you know, there's many community centres around the country by parish priests and all, like, who put up community centres because as a result of players that were put on by John Lee and the local station. And they're still going strong. His players are still going strong, you know, would you believe it? Because even Gary, I was talking to Gary Haynes one day, and she, with the Druid, and she said to me, look, she says, this will last. The language in this play, Sive, is so strong that will last, like we said, the play about the Western Model, like, you know.
Yeah.
The language was that strong, like, and she's still going strong, years after, like, you know,
Incredible. She was amazing, an amazing woman, and thanks so much for remembering her for us on the programme this morning.
You're all right, Jerry. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks. Pat O'Keefe there on the line from the Listowel. He'll be in St. John's at 11 o'clock this morning. They're having a sort of a wake for Nora, a woman who did so much to make St. John's what it is today, and one of the last surviving members of the original production of Sive in 1959 that went on to win All-Ireland, and the rest following from that, the history following from that resonating still to this day.